From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, more fighting in the Shiite holy city of Najaf and a new effort to end the standoff there between U.S. forces and fighters loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. A national conference meeting in Baghdad agreed to send a delegation to Najaf for talks. An aide to Sadr said he would meet the delegation. But the battle continued today. U.S. troops, backed by tanks, exchanged fire with militiamen around the shrine of Imam Ali Mosque in Najaf and the huge cemetery surrounding it.
Joining us from Najaf, Edmund Sanders of the Los Angeles Times. Mr. Sanders, can you describe what you've seen in the city today and what the fighting is that's going on there?
Today, as it has been for the past few days, most of the fighting is taking place in the cemetery, although it was a little bit very sporadic and all in all, today was somewhat of a quiet day.
Something else very noteworthy in the fighting in Najaf is that the new Iraqi army is expected to take part in this battle. Are they fighting, and what do you see of the Iraqi army there?
For the most part, they're still on the way. I was at a military camp north of Najaf today, and you're seeing them arrive there. They haven't really been part of the battle too much yet, although there is one unit, a special forces unit, that has been down here for more than a week, and they've been going into some smaller mosques. They've done some raids, they've arrested some people and found some weapons, and in some ways U.S. officials consider them to be dress rehearsals, because if anyone ever does go into the Imam Ali Shrine, it probably will be an Iraqi force, and it probably would be the special forces who've been working down here the last week.
Now, the fighting in Najaf takes place at the same time as the conference in Baghdad on Iraq's political future, and that conference has dispatched a delegation to go to Najaf and to deliver a message to Muqtada al-Sadr, one that they hope might lead to an easing of the fighting. First of all, is there anything that such a delegation could say to Muqtada al-Sadr that might conceivably, in your view, satisfy his demands at this point?
I'm not sure what a delegation will do that the previous ceasefire couldn't do, but it does have the potential to slow down the battle here, and that's very frustrating, I think, for the U.S. military, because they feel like every time they get a little bit of momentum that the political process comes into play and slows things down, and I think this is another example of that.
What, if anything, is different about the way the U.S. military is handling the situation in Najaf, because this is the age of the interim authority in Baghdad? This is post-July 1st. In what way are they dealing with this differently than they dealt with similar uprisings in the spring when Iraq was being run by the U.S. occupation authorities?
Well, it's funny. It's a good question. I was down here, actually, in April when it was happening the first time, and I see more similarities, actually, in the way things are occurring than differences. In both instances, you have a U.S. military that seems very ready to go in there and do the job. They see no other real option, and it doesn't really seem to make much of a difference whether it was the U.S. government or the Iraqi government when it gets down to approving a mission to go into the mosque. So far, neither side has been able to do that, just realizing how devastating it could be if there was serious damage or mass casualties in attacking the mosque.
Edmund Sanders, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Edmund Sanders reports for the Los Angeles Times. He is embedded with U.S. military forces in the Iraqi city of Najaf.